Last week, the issue of immigration shot to center stage in the Florida primary race when Newt Gingrich abruptly pulled a Spanish-language campaign spot that described Mitt Romney as anti-immigrant. The ad drew a quick response from U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who called it inaccurate and inflammatory. The Gingrich campaign later removed the ad. All of this highlights what a delicate issue immigration is in Florida, as compared to states like Iowa or South Carolina, where the GOP candidates had no problem taking a hardline stance. Florida political commentator and blogger Peter Schorsch says that the immigration issue could be the Achilles heel of the Republican Party this election.
They don't know where they're at on this issue because, number one, you can just do the math and we know how important the Hispanic vote is coming. And when you say the things that people in the Republican Party say, you lose votes. They've got to take this pro-Cuban, anti-Castro stance, but then they've got to tie that back in with their Tea Party-influenced anti-immigrant stance. And that's why you see it, like, they were literally changing their position on immigration or having to walk back their position on immigration or having to clarify their position on immigration hour by hour.
Juan Rodriguez, a youth organizer with the Florida Immigrant Coalition, contends this flip-flopping on immigration has only solidified the significance of the Hispanic vote in the upcoming presidential election.
We don't understand exactly what's going on. The community's just been going out saying that they've had enough with the anti-immigrant rhetoric. Latinos and immigrants across this country have been crucial to the prosperity of different economic systems in agriculture, in the service industry, in tourism, and we're doing everything we can to provide a fair and equal future for the young people who are growing up in these states, trying to get an equal chance.
Rodriguez says he finds it troubling that candidates like Mitt Romney have threatened to veto the DREAM Act, a bill that would provide a path to citizenship for people who immigrated as children if they complete a college degree or serve in the military.
The DREAM Act has always been across the board a common sense solution to a gap that we have in our immigration system that needs to be addressed. In terms of the candidates, one of the major criticisms that our community members have been raising is the way they keep trying to strip down the DREAM Act, take away so many provisions that would provide opportunities and provide hope to young people and their futures. Even when they try to sound moderate, they're talking mainly about putting young people into the military and that being their only option for legalization.
Besides immigration, another issue that Republicans may find themselves in hot water over in Florida is Cuba. While the hardline Cold War rhetoric on Cuba has been safe for Republicans in the past, University of South Florida professor Mara Barrios says a new generation of Cuban Americans have a much different view.
Actually, Cuban Americans in Florida have changed quite a bit. There's the shifting opinions on the embargo by Cubans in the Miami area. So there's this disconnect with the reality of today and the old rhetoric of Cold War rhetoric. And, the younger Cuban Americans are going to vote, and their thinking is very different than the old-timers.
26-year-old Guido Maniscalco is one of those first-generation Cuban Americans whose thinking is very different from the old-timers. While the young Republican says he supports much of his party's platform, he sees the continued embargo on Cuba as a mistake.
The embargo to me is a failure because what have we essentially done? Castro is still in power. His brother is now in power. They're not going to live forever. They're up in age. My grandma's of an age. A lot of people from that generation have passed away. And me being a first generation American, my mother being born in Cuba but coming here as a young girl, we look at it as if we were to open talks, discuss trade with Cuba, I think it would only benefit promoting democracy.
Today's primary election provides Republicans their first test of support among the rapidly evolving Latino demographic. The Hispanic vote nationwide is expected to account for as much as 10% in November's general election. For WMNF News, I'm Kelly Benjamin.